Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hey everyone, it's Allison here with Redfoot and Johnny, who is back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, yes. And our featured sponsors tonight.
Almost back, but I'm on my way.
Almost. But our featured sponsors tonight are Best Western and Audible. The two pairings should go together because of the fact that, well, Audible is the best audio book service in the world, providing more than 4,000 titles of the best audiobooks in the entire world. I myself use them, and one of the titles I've been reading lately is called Street Gang, which is the history of Sesame Street, which is available on Audible, and you get a free trial if you hook up with us at AMC Press and click on the affiliate
page. AMCPress.me/affiliates. Get it right.
Well, yes, AMCPress.me/affiliates, as well as Best Western, the only place where you can actually stretch away your problems in front of a TV without having the luxury of your parents calling, take out the garbage. They'll actually take it out for you. Anyway, on with the show.
Yes.
Now that that's done, our first topic of the night is, well, one of some personal news for one of our hosts. Recently in the news, there have been a ton of for-profit schools, among them a school named, an institution that is known as, that call themselves schools of business, but aren't really schools of business so much as for-profit institutions that offer pretty much a host of debts and don't lead to a full degree, or they say they're going to get you a job, but they never do. There's a lawsuit against the school, and the school by reputation is known as McCann School of Business. And the of business part of it is kind of condescending because of the fact that, well, they're not even a business, which is entirely the fact that reportedly as early as of January of last year, as of January 22nd when the article came out, actually just recently, four former students of the school are suing because of the fact that, you know, both the both the school itself and its parent company, Delta, claimed that they could get jobs for students, but failed to do so, and the fact that it's not accredited.
Only by the state. And
only by the state, and they say that they're nationally accredited, and they're really not. The thing is that they are, McCann is an affiliate or subsidiary of Delta, which is the parent company, which opens these schools. Now, it's unfair.
Okay, all because of them.
What?
They're located all over the United States. They may not be they may not be under that name, but if they're then you're going to a school that is, I wouldn't be proud.
Yeah, you're going to a school that basically says, oh, yes, we will give you the training, and they don't. Or if they do, you have to pay twice as much for tuition and twice as much for the books that you kind of, you know, it's almost like they bribe you to educate yourself, when truly you shouldn't have to be bribed. McCann, at current, has no resource of action, and in the lawsuit, the women who are suing never alleged McCann and never told them that the program is not accredited, that more work would be required of them before they could take an examination. And McCann's catalog and other materials supported those representations, which were materials in their decision to attend and continue school, according to the lawsuit. Those representations, furthermore, were part of school's contract that with each of the women, according to the lawsuit. McCann has no legal justification for its breach of contract. And not only did McCann breach its contract with the women, they violated state law, misrepresenting the nature and the qualifications of the programs, withholding tuitions and other expenses for an unaccredited program, according to the lawsuit. McCann is unfair and deceptive in his conduct and his livelihood to create confusion and misunderstanding, therefore by violating state law, which reads in part to that.
And it's
so
terrible to be
that
start a riot.
And
by the way,
you know, by the way, they have this sort of thing in the University of Phoenix as well. There's a documentary that you should watch, which is called College Inc., which is presented by Frontline, which tells about the University of Phoenix and how people who don't even have educational degrees go into this simply for profit and making money for themselves because they think they're anointed by Christ. And that's fucking ridiculous. Nobody anoints you to do this. What they do anoint you to do is study your ass off, which I feel, you know, as opposed to the person who is suing, who is one of our radio hosts, which I'm not going to name presently, but that it's wrong for what she got served. A bill of damaged goods, and in accordance to this sort of thing, we're asking personally for your support. That's what we're asking for, because us at AMC Press, we don't want two things. We don't want people to pay that much more for their education, especially when it's not accredited. Okay? Listen very, very carefully. very carefully. I hope you have your ears next to your speaker monitors because this is going to shock you. Every school that you attend, in terms of high school and graduate school, and even further studies, must be accredited by law.
Yeah.
If it's not, do not attend it. Just don't attend it. Because what you're going to end up with is a huge amount of debt. Debt that you cannot owe that will bury you because of the fact that you cannot get a job because you owe this huge thing that is upwards of $14,000. And it could be higher. It could be $30,000 or $303,000. And you'll never, ever sort of escape it.
And that's the worst thing.
What we're saying is be very careful in the schools that you choose. Make sure that they're accredited. Make sure that you're getting your proper stuff. You know,
and
God
ask,
knows.
Well, that's all that counts.
And
ask for a question.
If
you don't ask questions, you're done. You don't know. They could be selling damaged goods, and most people think that, oh, everything's going to be okay. And then
everything's
the
not okay, folks.
Yeah.
And then several years later, realize that things could be shady.
Something's not right here.
And it's not. It's one of those things that I there's a 23-page lawsuit. I don't know if it's actually gone, it's continuing, or it's gone down successfully, but they have no business being a storefront school if this is going to take place. You know, the fact that what they don't tell you is that, oh yeah, we're going to receive real life experience when all they get is possibly a daycare. Because they don't want to hide, they want to hide what is going on regardless of how much money they're paying you to be there. First off, you're paying to be there, okay? Second off, you're paying them.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for that $300,000 fee. You're paying for room and board. You're paying to be taught.
You're not. No, you're not. With that organization, you're not paying.
No,
for room
you're
and
not.
Board.
But typically you are.
Right. But there's other schools out there that could actually be more beneficial to you than
than a storefront school, which
and that's what
which
counts.
You know,
people can't. Some people go to trade schools, but they don't know. It's the whole there's some trade schools that are true and honest, and then there's those that are not so much.
I mean, one person over a year ago said, I graduated from said school for business administration. I was misled and promised that I had employment after I graduated. I graduated 2 years ago, and I was told that employers call schools asking for graduates. I was also told that with career services helps you find a job, and they didn't. I received nothing from them but a cold shoulder. I went to receive my resume that they kept on file all the time in case a job comes along, and guess what? They did not have my resume on file. I would advise no one to go to this institution.
And those women, I feel terrible, and no one should go through that. I'm sorry.
Never once was I informed that the program was not accredited. They promised me high-paying jobs, and on the other side of it, I can't even afford to pay my student loans and support myself. I graduated in the top three, and I only had one teacher who actually was a certified instructor. My quote-unquote advisor told me that I was the wrong gender for a network administrator, and he himself did not have a degree. I was injured on the job and decided a quote-unquote better option for myself was to go back to school. Now I feel worse about things than I ever had because of the rate. At this rate, my degree may as well be written in crayon. What a racket.
And for that person, I just feel, I honestly feel for her.
You know.
For her.
Which is funny, that over a year ago, they have nice vending machines there. Also, a payphone asks available to those that qualify.
Wow.
Now, like we said at the top of this program, now it's 11:16, we urge you, please, Jesus Henry Christ, if you don't ask questions, they will not be answered. And if you ask them too late,
guess what?
They will never be answered.
Yeah, and that's the sad thing. Unless you ask questions, no one will help.
No one will help. And the thing is that when you do this, it's one of those things that is kind of like discrimination.
Yeah. First, if the person or people have some sort of disability, you can't judge. It goes along with saying you're not going to end up having... You're not going to just sit down and take it. You're going to want to do something with the utmost degree.
You know, you don't... Like, the thing is that they call this a campus. It's not a fucking campus. It's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
A joke that plays around people's lives and livelihood, too. So, if those that work there, I feel for them, the ones that are working for those schools and have everything going for them and end up being where they're working for a group of people that probably don't care.
And you're not paying, by the way, just for clarification, you're not paying $32,000.27 to be there.
Clearly,
the fact that they have a grad fee of $80 is absolutely insane.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's people there that are working there, and they probably don't even realize that the organization is for profit. They're probably happy that they have a job, but if they get treated on not up to their standards, that's their fault. No one else will help them but themselves.
Well, yeah, of course. The thing is that really, you know, it's all in business language. They have this sort of thing that, you know, they trap people in, they are on a semester's front, and they're on the semester's front, and if they don't produce, they don't get.
And they're probably let go.
They'll let go like flies.
And you know what? It's like, okay, you want bodies in there. People don't go.
Well, you want bodies, but is it right?
Quality.
And what about if people are actually getting discriminated against, not by race or by other things, because they're different, no matter how different they might be? Could be something so small.
Yeah. I mean, it could be something so small, but something so, so large.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be something so large and so small, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
I agree.
You know, doesn't make a lot of sense, and, is probably the most horrible thing that you could ever do to a person.
I agree.
You know. And, yeah. It's,
Those schools are for profit. We should just move over and let the actual schools that have, yeah, you pay out for those for state schools and other schools are out there, but it's a hell, it's worth it versus, it's worth it so much. It's like, you want an education? I say go for the schools that are actually
College. That's where I was at the season. Go for
Penn State in Pennsylvania. There's so many schools out there.
Go for Pennsylvania State. Go for anything that
there's
go for anything. Go for the Culinary Institute. Don't go for ITG Tech, but go for anything else. Go for anything else. God damn it. Use your brain. That's what God has a brain. You know.
Self-made. You may not do well in school, but you could even find, you could just work. There's a whole thing of work your way. Yeah, you take courses. You do whatever you can to get by. Versus not. That's what matters. You pushing along and just letting.
It's not. It's, and I have to say something. In all likelihood, okay? It's not... Don't do whatever you can to get by. Realize your dreams, conquer your dreams, and be proud of yourself that you have. Because nobody can ever take that away from you. In this case, they talk about 2.5 years away from somebody on this program.
Which the person came
to. She retained the knowledge. This person retained the knowledge, but was put through the ringer in terms of the fact that she, one, this person has a disability. Two, this person got discriminated against. And three, is not a bad person for not wanting her life back.
It's totally...
Okay, so, do yourself a favor. We have to get on with the show. But the last time I'm going to say of it, if you are in this position, get a hold of a pro bono lawyer, get a hold of somebody who can advocate you if you're a special a case or whatever, okay, and sue their ass if they're doing something wrong. Bring out the Disability Act of
and
the Disability Act, the Riot Act. Bring that out. Bring out the lawyer and get your money's worth.
I'm sure the person did also bring out the Disability Act. But that may not have been enough for the person either. That's the thing. The Disability Act can go to a lot of places, but when there's professors out there that may not care about students or don't care, think that they're the shit. Yes, you'll have that, but don't. There's that whole point of saying you're taking someone's life away that could have gone anywhere.
It is simple. It is simply a thing in which you have to pretty much watch the fuck out for yourself. Okay? You have to watch the heck out, you know. You have to. Anyway, we have to get on with the program. It's 11:30. It's 11:30. We've spent enough time on it. However, in other news, we have beer sales. Now, I don't know how, on a life note, I don't know how many people in this world drink beer, but in Budapest, beer sales and the output and exercise and tax have waned. Beer sales have dropped 4.45% on a year-on-year, which is not new in 2013, according to the statistics compiled by the Association for Hungarian Breweries, from the top domestic producers, there was an output, and was down 2% of a year-by-year to a 6,185 million hectoliters, which means that in Budapest, beer is of no value.
Yeah.
Which is quite fun.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and the fact that it is some 24,300 were employed by the breweries and related industries in 2013. The four largest companies, both with Bostoria, Dyer, and Heineken and Pepsi, accounted for some 95% of the sales in Hungary. And the fact that they are the experience of the past 5 years shows that when the excise tax is not increased, the beer flows and the tax revenue increases. However, when it is increased, the beer flow stops.
Which means...
Which is kind of funny if you think about it. Because back in Prohibition time, right, 1920s, we were outlawed by beer. Now, in Hungary, when they lift the beer tax, beer keeps flowing.
Right.
Think about it. Think about it. You know?
It's interesting to be like, yes. We're not having beer. We can't drink.
We can drink, but it has to be American-made wine.
Wine or other...
Wine?
Wine?
What the fuck? Come on, mate. Wine? Jesus fucking God. You know, I don't know. What do you think?
It kind of makes me want to laugh that your sales are down, but I'm sure they're getting other beverages.
Well,
other
what are they going to get? O'Doul's? They're going to get O'Doul's. It's going to be a fucking landslide. You know, it's going to be a landslide because... Heineken is going to provide the O'Doul's, and Don Adams, and
the O'Doul's, that's not really beer that's sold in Pennsylvania grocery stores.
Well, yeah, O'Doul's ain't done that. But what's next for me? Fake Guinness? Come on. Jesus fucking Christ. Anyway, in Russia as well, you know, if you're just tuning in, we discovered we are open tonight's show with a town school in business and how a certain person is certain person on our radio show basically had an unfair advantage. And begging them to get others not to have the same fate. And now we are discussing sort of beer sales and the fate against that.
Yes.
And then our next topic comes up in Russia. Russia and the fact that Crimea seeks to become the next Las Vegas.
It's like, there's only one Las Vegas.
No. I mean, there's only one Las Vegas in history, yes. But Crimea, you know, Putin, I think, is trying to become it's trying to become the Stalin of the 21st century. You know?
Yeah.
Because he's trying to say, big lights, bright city, and then let's shut everybody down. Let's shut the gays down. Let's do this. Let's do that. Come on. Come on. It's like, stop on.
Someone's having issues. the more wine
Wait,
he's
what?
On. They said he's
well,
probably having his
yeah.
food. So, we only need something to bring a little batty.
It's incredible.
Oh, I know. It's like, it makes me think how interesting he's trying to become the next.
First he becomes divorced. Okay. No. Wait a second. Let's backtrack. Okay. Backtrack for 2 seconds. Okay. Backtracking. Alright.
Yes.
Backtracking. The Olympics were on. Right? For the Olympics, we will have everybody or everything, you know. Everything set up. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But we won't tell you. We won't tell you what we're doing. All we'll tell you is that it's going to be ready soon. And, you know, and we keep saying, and, we're waiting.
But
we keep waiting, and waiting, and waiting, and waiting. And we don't hear anything for quite some time.
For him to build up Crimea to be like Las Vegas. Because that will be interesting to see how long it takes. That's just me.
I would love to see.
Especially with the... when it came to the Olympics, they were still getting shit done during the Olympics. Before, like, a week before. So, realistically, it doesn't work in people's favors. It does not work. So, it only means that I wonder if it's going to take, enough time, like 5, 6, 7 years, a decade, maybe, for him to actually.
Let's just count it up for that.
I'm sure it would. Decade would probably be one of those. Would probably be more. But it would probably be more up his alley. I wonder, and then the grand opening would be. It's like
the grand opening would be an embarrassment. The grand opening would be hilarious. They would have the. The thing that they made the grand opening ceremony for the Olympics show up.
It's just going up like Atlantic City.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Most likely.
That was a shot.
Yeah,
Johnny's back.
Most likely, but it is funny. You know, how people just say, oh, yes, it will be, you know, the best thing. I can only imagine Putin going to a Holocaust casino and saying, listen, there is one. There is one because, you know, it's not Foxwood, it's not Mohegan Sun, it is in Crimea.
It's like, no, those places aren't good. Come to Crimea.
Don't go to Foxwoods. Don't go to anything in America. Don't go to Los Santos or in Las Vegas. Don't even go to Old Vegas. There's nothing to see around here. It's all dead shit and horses. Come to Crimea. It's only $32,000 away, $32,000 a year, and you get free
parking.
And if you're of different sexuality,
and if you're gay, you get shut out.
It's like no, that doesn't scream vacation destination. Sorry.
Yeah, it's not the best free one, but you know. It is very funny.
It would be, and very bad, too, so.
Oh, sad in so many ways.
It would just be like, you're trying to become the next Las Vegas, and there's only one Las Vegas.
There's only one Las Vegas. It's in the middle of the desert. And everybody has a shot to it. But anyway, we also have from the Irish Times.
And
the Minnesota. What?
They said, and Las Vegas, everyone's welcome, too.
Yeah, they don't send anybody away. But from the Irish Times, we have a three-peat.
Yep.
We have a three-peat, ladies and gentlemen. Be prepared. The Irish are coming in with the shillelagh, and they're going to bite your asses off. The Minister of Defense delays passage in the anti-smoking bill, along with the Minister of Defense candidates, has assigned fines for each poster put up early of that bill. Now, I don't get that.
It's
I don't fucking get that.
Me neither. It's kind of... It's
you
like,
know... Minister of Health?
Most
you know,
people
lobbyists,
a whole...
I don't know.
Yeah. Let's put a ban on smoking in public places just to make sure the public has... that the public is able to enjoy themselves of being out. Well, I guess they like to... I guess there's a thing about smoking and drinking, which is all well and good.
Yeah, they're just basically saying, we can't have fucking fun.
Definitely,
I want to smoke.
It's the whole... At least they're not coming up with stupid bans, like... They're not doing anything stupid like different areas in the United States putting bans on how much people could drink that stuff.
We know that. Yeah, Bloomberg's thing on
Ben has 44-ounce drinks.
Yeah, the chubbies, which is nice, but come on. Really, in all reality, what's he going to do? What's he going to do?
Like I said, those things are great for long car rides. Until you have to pee.
Until you have to go, hon, we're going for a pit stop. Why? Because I have to pee. What do you suppose? Well,
I think of I ate too much. So I told you the legislation that's been looked past was a good one. Shut the fuck up.
I mean, really.
But there's also the point of saying you can't just tell people what they can and cannot drink or how much they can drink. You could say, oh, this is the suggested amount versus you need.
Right. The suggested amount.
Yeah. Like, this is the calories for X. Now you have this.
Exactly. But nobody's telling you that, though.
I'm aware.
Nobody's telling you that.
I'm aware. But there are some restaurants where they're now putting calorie counts in there, so that's one good thing. That's one very good thing. Versus...
Well, yeah. It's very funny. But anyway, we have to... We do have to move on. Then, our final segment of the night. It comes from Scotland, no surprise. And they have met as many teachers as have held hands for breakfast. But they say that love conquers all. You know, and these two people met as teenagers, and they look... It's absolutely lovely. Because if you believe, truly believe, that love conquers all, love conquers all, you should see this article, and we'll post it up in our show notes. A couple in Nashport, Ohio, died at the age of 92 on November 12th, and her 91-year-old husband died the next morning. The couple's 8 children said that the two had been inseparable since meeting as teenagers, one sharing the bottom bunk of the ferry rather than sleeping at night and night apart from the times when times recorded the reporter, and they remained deeply in love until the very end, even eating breakfast together while holding hands to their daughter Linda Cody. We knew when one went, the other was going to go too.
Aww. It's
awesome. You know, for those who are in love, you know, it's kind of fun, you know, to see that and to see everything in terms of getting everything, you know, that you ever wanted. It's very cool.
Yes, it is.
It's very cool. It's very, very, very cool. You know, to see that. But anyway, you know, because some love doesn't last that long.
Yeah.
Others do. You know. Others do, and And it is kind of cool to see all of that.
And that just makes it so much better, just to see people being in love and knowing that they can love is able to conquer the test of time, and then their family knowing that they will be together, but it was going to happen, like that they, even though it's very sad,
it is very sad. It is very sad.
It shows that love can test, will stand the test of time and just be there. And that's what counts.
It's very, very cool. It's very cool. You know, to end, because there is, you know, there are love songs, and the most famous one is by Cole Porter. Now, some of you who are college students of the millennial age may not know Cole Porter, but he was a songsmith in the 1920s that wrote Anything Goes, you know, look into his catalog, and, you know, has Kiss Me, Kate. He's a Broadway songsmith, and he's a composer, and he's a producer, and he wrote a crap load of songs. But he wrote a very cool song called Every Time We Say Goodbye. And though it's about relationships, it's also about love, you know. And very cool. Very cool song. Take a listen to it. You'll find that every song, famous song person, famous singer, sung it. And the lyrics are so sentimental and break my heart a little bit. But it is, lyrics go, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. And every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little, but why the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so little of me, they allow you to go. Which kind of says something about this couple, you know. They were so deeply in love, they, you know, missing her, missing her, missing her. The person that you love is it kind of says something to God. God says, okay, fine. I'll allow you to be with them in one thing. But you get to the Grim Reaper, and the Grim Reaper says, okay, fine. I'll allow you to be there on only one thing. You don't tell them I was here. You know. Don't tell them I was here. And, you know, when you die, I will be waiting for you a day later. The Grim Reaper shows up, and he says, do you remember that promise you made to me when you were 5? No. No, I do. I do. What was it? The person you dated, the person you fell in love with, the person you met when you were 15, you're gonna die with them. I did? Yes, you did. You don't remember it, but I can guarantee you, it was almost there. Okay, fine. Take me.
it's honestly, I look at it as no matter who you are, you when you're in love, you know it. You know it.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter how old you are. You can tell when you love someone, and you'll be by their side, too.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
And that's what matters. Being there when the person actually needs your help, needs the support versus thinking, versus just automatically saying, oh, I'm going to, people like the person or people may not have someone to turn to, but they do. And what matters, knowing that you have someone there for you, no matter who you are, and what goes up. At the end of the day, they'll just be there. That's what matters.
Exactly. Exactly. You know.
And, yeah, it's, in my opinion, love, when people are in love, it's nothing, everything changes. Doesn't matter what's going on, you have someone there.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah. It's definitely interesting when we all think about sort of things. I don't know about you guys, but I'm sure when there's times in your life and being in love, whatever else.
It comes like you get like so sick in your stomach, like, ugh.
Yeah. Anyway, that is our show with 1 minute to go.
Well, that bombshell.
Time flies.
Yes, and
very
sorry. You guys could find us at itsmyeuros.com/AMC Press. And on this note, and on that note, we're off.
And we're off. Good night.
Just like Tom here on that bombshell.
Exactly. Good night.